How do you align with your true purpose? Small questions here on Passion and Profits. My next guest, Kate Colley, and I dig into this and more. You're going to learn three things on this show today. First, you're going to learn, how do you identify what your true purpose is? And I'll give you a hint, it's actually living inside of your body already. Second thing that we talk about is removing blocks and obstacles from your life that are interfering with connecting with that true purpose. And finally, practical tips for implementing that purpose. We get into the subconscious, into manifestation and hypnosis. She dispels myths and breaks stigmas, and it's really a fascinating conversation. I'm going to read from her website. Her site says, your body is the bridge between your conscious and subconscious mind. You might think that you're in control of your choices, lifestyle, and behaviors. However, what most people don't know is that your subconscious has dominion over most of your life. The subconscious mind seeps out through subtleties like body language, spoken language, and gestures, yet most people completely miss it. As a hypnotherapist, body language expert, and NLP practitioner, Kate can see beyond the surface and directly into one's subconscious mind, if not your soul. Kate combines psychoeducation, somatic processing, and the proven effectiveness of alternated hypnotic states to effectively reprogram toxic patterns. Super interesting conversation. It's very heady, but she makes it really accessible. So please join me in welcoming my next guest, Kate Colley. Welcome to Passion and Profits Without Burnout. I'm your host, Jacob Moore. I'm a speaker, coach, childhood suicide loss survivor, and filmmaker who left Hollywood to follow my heart of service. I've helped tens of thousands of people find the balance in their life between passion and profits. On the show, I'm going to teach you how to build a trauma-responsive, resilient, and impactful community and organization, all without burning out. Let's get started. Well, hi, Kate. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk today. I'm really excited to share about this expertise that you have around, you know, aligning with your true purpose. It's something that I think is relevant to a lot of people. And I'm curious, how did you become the person to talk about this? Like, where did your expertise come from here?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited about sharing, particularly about this topic, because it actually started in one very particular moment when I was 14 years old. And I went to a seminar when I was 14, because I started this work at a really, really young age. And we were asked at that seminar to come up with like an I am statement, some I am statement that we felt really, really aligned to in our life. And for me, that I am statement was, I am my true self. I am living my true purpose. And it did something to my neurology, my subconscious mind, that clicked it in that I just could never deviate from fully. Mm. At least I tried to deviate with different things. But it was really that moment that led me to where I'm at now. I just kept learning and growing. And now I do this for a living.
So can I ask, what is your true purpose?
Thank you. Very good question. So my true purpose is that I help others tap into and download who they really are, because people in their careers, in their business, in dating, in parenting even, they wear a mask. And they present and they posture as a certain way. And it's this mask that they wear that's removed from their true purpose that creates a lot of pain. Sometimes the pain is known. Sometimes it's not known. It can even manifest as addictions and things like that, where it's that disconnect. And so my true purpose is helping people remove that mask and really tap into who they really are so that they can be happy and like have fun and live a fulfilling life.
Like, you know, actually enjoy their lives. So So what I'm hearing is that when someone is not aligned with their true purpose, or they're wearing this mask, that there's a dissonance there, right? There's a connection that's missing. And I think that's like a lot of people live like that. But what you're saying is that's not fully living.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's such a good way to put it. It's not fully living. And the reason for that is that when you're in that mask, you also have to, your awareness and your consciousness also has to be very, very much in your head and not in your body. And so it's that disconnect that it removes, it's like a stealer of joy and fulfillment and happiness. And it's the breeding grounds for depression and, you know, anxiety and addiction. It's that removal.
Yeah. And I want to dig into that a lot more. But first, before we do, I want, you know, our listeners to understand, like, I'm learning about this right along with them. I'm not an expert in this area. Mm-hmm. And I also want them to know a little bit more about you and your backgrounds, like what, you know, led to, so you had that sort of, you know, that alignment for yourself when you were 14. But you mentioned, you know, trying to like fighting against that maybe a little bit throughout your life. So like, then how did you get from there to here being able to help other people with that?
Yeah. So this is really important to know. I'll preface it with this because it's valuable for everyone to understand that when you speak truth, when you embody truth, it's not that you get it right away. You actually have to go through the destruction and the denaturing process of what in your life is not aligned to your purpose and not aligned to your truth. And it's in that phase that most people kind of peace out because it gets really hard, that destruction. Yeah. And so for me, that phase was I had an eating disorder. Well, I had all of the eating disorders for years. And I fought between really these two parts of myself, one that knew my purpose and knew what I really wanted to do in this world, and one that was terrified of it and thought I was bad and thought that I was not worthy of it and not good enough. And so I had to move for, you know, years, like 10 plus years, I had to move through the unwinding and the destruction of what had I created in my life that that was not aligned to my purpose. And it led me, you know, to give you kind of more of my background, it led me to becoming a somatic body worker. Somatic meaning in the body. So I did kind of massage and trauma healing. And then I became a hypnotherapist and neurolinguistic programming and inner child work and even health coaching, you know, to tie in the food theme and the eating disorder theme of my life. And I really just kept going. I kept choosing my purpose over and over again. It just kept leading me to where I am now.
To this place. So that's a lot of, you know, varied skill sets that have brought you to this place. And what is actually, you know what, I'm gonna hold that thought because I want to talk about more of about what that looks like, but I think we're gonna get there. So you mentioned that in order to, you know, get to that place of aligning, we first have to go through the you know, cutting out stuff. And I imagine like this is just part of life, right? We go through life and we try on, you know, different careers, we learn, you know, different things and have different hobbies and date different partners. And that's all this process of just kind of like figuring it out, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I would imagine though that, you know, for those of us who have maybe been involved with more things that were less aligned with our purpose, when that takes us further and further off that track, then that's when, you know, we can experience some more disordered behaviors. And certainly I think if we experience trauma at some point, you know, whether it's big T trauma or little T trauma, that can cause disruption too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot that goes into that disruption, and definitely trauma is one of them.
So I'm really curious then, after we've done that sort of, you know, discovering, how then do we find that alignment? How do we find out like what that is? You know, for you kind of, it sounds like, you know, tapped in the universe, had that direct download. But, you know, for some of us, that's like, that just sounds like, I don't get it. I don't, like, how do you do that?
Yeah, good question. So there are different ways, and I'll explain it from a little bit of like a neurological connection. I mean, we are a product of our neurological patterns. We live 95 roughly percent of our life repeating the same patterns over and over and over again. And so if you're looking to find your purpose, or even just to like sink deeper into your purpose, you have to take your awareness and move it outside of those patterns. You have to be a novelty. You have to be in expansion and in newness. And one of the ways to do that really easily is through hypnosis, because it takes your mind and it puts it in a place that's makes it more neuroplastic. It makes it more malleable to see something outside of the confines of, you know, your perceptual filters as they are right now.
Okay, so let's pause and talk about hypnosis. Okay. What is hypnosis and what is it not? Because when you say hypnosis, I get, you know, in my brain, you know, an image of someone, you know, on a stage telling someone, you know, that that they're getting very sleepy, and then counting backwards in time. And then they wake up and they're very, you know, like they can be manipulated, or even, you know, somehow made to do something that they don't want to do. What is the difference between that and the hypnosis by your definition?
Yes. Thank you for that clarification. Hypnosis is not someone dangling a chain and then you know, wildly losing your consciousness. It's definitely not that. Here's like the main difference is that most people think that hypnosis takes away your control. And it's the exact opposite. Hypnosis gives you back control because it puts you more in sovereignty, puts you more in autonomy with who you truly are. And it gives you the nervous system access to be able to create those connections in your subconscious mind. And so the way that I use hypnosis is I explain it like it's a deep meditative state. You'll remember absolutely everything. And it just changes your brainwave state enough to see and perceive beyond the box that you've put yourself in. And once you're there, I call it you download your purpose, you download your higher self, you download what's meant for you. And then you can actually use that information and implement it into your everyday life. And you make quantum leaps in that way. Does that make sense?
So yeah, it does. So when you're in that state, is that that theta state, that in between awake and sleep state that you're talking about?
Yes, that is the ideal state for the reprogramming process. And, you know, sometimes even when I do hypnosis, I won't even take people that deep because I actually want them to remember. I find it beneficial for people to like really remember every detail. And so I will just use the activation of your five senses. You know, if you were to close your eyes and imagine what your purpose tastes like and smells like, you know, even just me saying that as you listen, I just put you in a very, very mild hypnotic trance because it forced your mind to come to generate something that you've maybe never thought of before.
Can I tell you something weird?
Yes, I love weird things.
Kate, when you just said that,
yeah,
when you just said that, I got a metallic taste in my mouth when you asked that question.
Interesting. I love it. So we could like unpack that so much. It would be so fun. I want to. This is what I live for.
That's really interesting. Okay. Curious. So
Can I speak to that too? Because I think this might be relevant.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
It's when you're, yes, this is very, very relevant. When you download something random like that, like a metallic taste, most people will be like, well, that's random. It's not relevant. It's always the most random things when you're downloading in a trance that are so spot on, because that means that you've just escaped the normal patterns of your mind and you've just stepped into novelty. You've stepped into something that you've never made that association before. So there's so much power. There's so much expansion in that. And if we were to explore it, we would be really tapping into the next level version of you.
That's really fascinating. So sometimes, I guess what you're saying here is that we really need to pay attention to all the markers along the way, even the ones that seem sort of random. That's interesting. Okay. So now that we've kind of established what hypnosis is and is not, then if someone's in that state and their brain is open to, their subconscious is open to being able to receive this information, then how do we actually remove the obstacles to be able to access that, to be able to use it?
Yeah. This is such an important question, because most people miss that step, especially with traditional manifestation work. And I want to explain it in an example. Like if you've ever done affirmations, which are great to an extent, but if you really want to feel worthy of being that leader and being in your purpose, but you don't really feel that way in your body, like there's that block that you're talking about, but you're constantly using affirmations and you're looking in the mirror and, oh, I am my true self. I am my purpose. I am beautiful. I am good enough. You're actually not going into a tree. You're not doing any rewiring. What you're actually doing is you're activating the blocks further, because your body has this that's not true. And there's a lack of resonance in your body. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the process, is you actually want to then take your awareness and bring it into where do I feel that block in my body? Does it feel like a tightness in my chest or a sinking feeling in my stomach? And then you can use hypnosis or some other processes to unravel that, to untangle that faulty programming that's not reflective of who you truly are.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Great. That's making a lot more sense to me. And, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of, sort of this idea that, with manifestation or with, mantra, we need to say something that is truthful, unequivocally truthful, and also that doesn't create any cognitive dissonance for us. If I were to say, I am wealthy, and just repeat that over and over again, but I'm not actually wealthy, or I don't believe that I'm wealthy, then that's not very helpful, right? My brain is going to fight against it. But if I say, something along the lines of wealth, success, wealth in and of itself, or success in and of itself, those are just inherently true things. They exist. And my brain can accept that and say, yes, wealth. Is that around or aligned with what you're talking about here? So Kate, as you're saying this, I'm remembering a quote by Dr. Joseph Murphy, who is this Irish thinker who died in the 80s. His research, I think, really stands the test of time. So he does a lot of, did a lot of subconscious work. And this quote, and I wrote it down just the other day, says, your subconscious mind is like a bank. It magnifies whatever you deposit or impress upon it. And what he was talking about is related to this idea of, you know, manifestation or, you know, mantra and the things that we are, you know, trying to reprogram in our minds. If we say something, you know, to ourselves repeatedly that we don't believe is true, like I am wealthy, I am wealthy, but I'm actually poor, then like my subconscious is going to fight against that. It's not going to believe it. Right. So that dissonance that we talked about earlier is there. But if I use a word that's just inherently true, like wealth, well, wealth exists. Wealth is true outside of me. And, you know, that my brain isn't going to fight against, but the subconscious will begin to work towards that, understanding that I'm feeding it that word or that intention, and, you know, then can work toward the manifestation of it. So is that sort of in line with what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. And I love, like, I love that quote and I love that description of it. And the way to add on the extra hypnotic layer to like really boost that would then to start questioning, right? To get like really curious, because when you're curious, you're open to all possibilities. You're not in judgment. So it would be to start questioning, gosh, you know, I'm so curious. What would it be like? What would it taste like? What would it smell like? How would I walk for me to feel wealthy? Who is that version of me? And that's the download, because you start extracting things like, what does it taste like? What kinds of foods are you eating? How do you dress? How do you present? How do you hold yourself? And you can actually start walking that way. You can walk around your house. You can go to the grocery store and hold your shoulders in that way, because your neurology has already assigned a postural state to wealth. And that's how you, that's far more useful than speaking the words, because now you're having an embodied experience of wealth rather than like a cognitive or mental experience of wealth.
So that's really interesting, because now we're going beyond that thinking that, like, what a lot of people I think think about in terms of manifestation, but doesn't actually work, right? It doesn't actually translate to change. But what you're talking about is reprogramming on a level that, like, your body believes it. And if you feel it and your body believes it, then it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Your body and your mind have to be on the same page, because that's where it accesses those deep subconscious programming. And then in terms of your purpose, then we can even draw in, you know, a spiritual element, if that's kind of the realm that you want to exist in. Then it becomes really meaningful and you can align all of those.
Okay. So in practical terms, for people who are in leadership roles, who are, you know, in doing some sort of community service or, you know, working on behalf of others, caretaking for others, like, how does this look in a practical sense? How do people implement something like this in their lives? And how does that translate to what people are trying to accomplish, you know, on the professional level, on the personal level, their goals, hashtag goals, right?
Totally. Hashtag goals. Yeah. So hashtag goals and desire. It's the way that I kind of want to tackle that question is to know that desire is inherently painful. It actually exists in the negative form of emotion, because it means that you don't have something. And tuning into, like, getting brutally honest, that's what it is. Getting brutally honest about what are your actual goals? Like, taking all of your messed up belief systems, like, well, I can't do that and I'm not good enough, and, like, you know, let me make myself smaller and make achievable goals just for a moment. You know, take those beliefs, those limiting beliefs, put them off to the side and get brutally honest about what do you desire in your career or in your leadership role or in your company or with your community service? Like, what really lights you up to where it's like, holy shit, if I were to be living that life or experiencing that thing, like, that would be mind-blowing. You want to get to that place first and extract that message. That's a really practical thing. And then what you want to be aware of in a practical sense is that when you speak that to yourself, universe or whatever, your neurology, your manifestations are going to hand you the platter of shit that's keeping you from that. That's the shadow work. That's the inner work. So you just have to know in a practical sense of like, when you claim that for yourself, you're on a trajectory of creating that, which is the highest form of expansion, but you're also choosing to deal with the shit. And so, yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what came to me there. It has to practically start with brutal honesty if you're really going for it.
Mm. So we get honest, we get, you know, deep down brutally honest with what we want, who we are, even if it feels weird or feels definitely selfish, right? I think that comes up for a lot of mm-hmm. people when we talk about what we actually desire. It feels selfish. And then once we do, recognizing the fact that we have to go through it to be able to get there, to be able to get to what we desire. So we're effectively, if we truly want to reach those goals, if we really truly want to be aligned with who we are, then we have to be prepared to have obstacles thrown in our way and, you know, have to uncover the minefields of, you know, what life's going to throw at us, because that's the way you make a diamond, right? It's pressure over time. But then you have to, you know, cut it and polish it and refine it to get to be, and all of that takes a lot of.
Yes, it does. Which is why the brutal honesty is important, because you have to be so aligned to this vision that you're willing to be in the fire. If you're not fully aligned to the vision, you're going to be in the fire.
Yeah. Kate, what you're describing. Yeah, exactly. So Kate, what you're describing, I mean, I'm just going to be brutally honest here. It sounds really hard. It sounds like it's kind of a sucky process to have to go through.
Yes. Like a resounding yes, because life, like being in a body, means that you're in duality. And to resist that there's positive and negative and things that feel good and things that don't feel good, to resist that fact, you are removing life. You're not fully choosing life. Like when you fully choose life, you're choosing all of it. And there's something almost hauntingly beautiful and fulfilling and like overwhelming about opening your heart big enough to experience the totality of life. Like that's juicy. That's me. Like that's where it's at. Anything less than that is less than that. It's removed. It's removed from the inherent free will that you have to be here. That makes sense.
It sounds like a vulnerable process in a lot of ways. I think, as I'm saying this, it's reminding me a lot of, you know, just the process that you go through in therapy, right? Dealing with past trauma, with issues, having to go through it in order to deal with it. And I'm also reminded of the fact that, we don't have to do that alone. I think, you know, thinking about how, you know, the it would be so daunting to try to do that all by yourself.
No, you don't have to. And there's so much beauty in inviting in people that you feel safe with in that process of revealing your purpose and of revealing your true self. And, you know, they've even done studies of, or, you know, being in connection with people, what that does to your amygdala. You know, if you're moving through something difficult, whether that's, you know, a past trauma or something currently, just being in the presence of someone that you trust, that you've been open up your heart to, it starts to train your subconscious and your unconscious to turn off your amygdala, to turn off the fight or flight response, to be safe in that experience. And it's, yes, it's difficult, but the beauty is like, it's palpable. It's so palpable that like I'm almost in tears.
Hmm. So how do you help someone through that process? How do you act as a guide through that process?
So I have several courses online that walk people through that process. I have a free 10-minute hypnosis on my website where you can begin that process of like downloading, like what do you really want? You know, I have a course that's aligned with the hypnosis to give you all of the information about the subconscious rewiring process. And then I do have a very small handful of one-on-one clients as well.
That's great. So through this, yeah, this 10-minute hypnosis, we can start that process. And it's something that is, you know, I can do myself at home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Instant download. It's 10 minutes. You can listen to it as many times as you want. And what it does when you listen to it, it activates the part of your brain that exists beyond your patterns. And so you're making neurological connections in your subconscious that are then there, that then you can choose after that to strengthen, you know, through your own work or through my courses and programs, or, you know, through however you decide to do that, even just listening to it and then walking differently that day, changing your posture, changing your eye contact. Like it doesn't even matter what you do differently. The fact is that you're downloading and then you're acting, you're doing different, because that's that feedback loop that your subconscious needs to rewire and reprogram effectively.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people miss when it comes to manifesting things is the action. You have to actually do something with that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right on. Well, Kate, where can people find you and this 10-minute hypnosis?
Yeah. So the hypnosis is on my website, katecolley.com. You just scroll down and there's a little opt-in form. You put in your email and then it gets sent straight to your email right away. And you can follow me on Instagram and also on TikTok, Kate Colley. I post a lot of dating, mating, how to align to your true partner. I love talking in that realm of sex and congruency and soulmate relationships and vulnerability. And then I definitely touch on the trauma and the inner work quite a bit as well.
Well, Kate, this has been really insightful and I think helpful for, you know, understanding the process of, you know, really trying to align with your purpose in, you know, a practical way that I think clarifies some maybe misunderstandings around, you know, what manifestation is or what hypnosis is and, you know, how to actually go through that process. So thank you for that. Do you have any, you know, parting words or anything else that you'd like to share with people?
Any parting words? I'm so grateful to share this information. And I hope that, you know, if you're listening, that it gives you that, that permission to like, to really be you and to really go for, you know, what it is that you feel aligned and called to experience in your life, in your leadership role, in your career. And, that it takes you to that next level. That's what I really want for you, for everyone.
I love that. Well, and thank you for the gift of the 10-minute session. I think that's really going to be helpful for people who want to just try to explore and understand, you know, what this is about. I know that there's a lot of people out there who feel malaligned and, you know, giving them this tool is really generous. So thank you for that.
Oh, I'm so happy to do it.
That's great. So thank you, Kate. I appreciate your time. And
you're welcome.
One more time, where can people find you?
So you can find me on my website, katecolley.com. That's where you'll find the hypnosis. And then definitely follow me on Instagram, Kate Colley, and on TikTok, Kate Colley. I also have a YouTube as well, Kate Colley. And I share about dating, I share about mating, I share about sex, congruency, alignment, and stepping into your purpose and your authentic self.
Fantastic. And we'll drop links to your resources in the show notes here so people can find them super easy. Kate Colley, everyone, thank you so much for being here.
You're a fish. Thank you.
What an interesting conversation with Kate Colley. You know, my biggest takeaway from that is that, you know, really understanding our purpose and manifesting that is a challenging process, but it's more accessible than I thought it was. And I think having that practical first step of, you know, her 10-minute hypnosis is, seems like a good place to start. I'm going to check it out and, let you know what I think and report back to you all on, you know, what that felt like for me. And I would encourage you to download, her free 10-minute hypnosis, program as well. I think the other thing that struck me about, this process of aligning is the fact that, we don't have to do it alone. It can be scary. It can be vulnerable, but, having a partner or, you know, a support system to go through that with is, really helpful and important. So, I hope you got a lot out of this episode as well. There's more to come. Let me know what you thought. And, you know, if you want to see more of Kate and her work here, let us know. And if you would please just take a moment to subscribe and maybe share the link to this episode with someone who you think would find it interesting. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. And until next time, be well.
Thanks so much for listening to Passion and Profits Without Burnout. I hope that you found some impactful takeaways. And if you did, I'd love to hear from you. Share a screenshot on your IG story, tag me, or send me a quick message. This show is for you, so any feedback is welcomed. Hey, and make sure you're also subscribed to the show so you don't miss any of our new episodes. And if you could, take a few minutes to leave me a 5-star review. That'd be greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening, and be well.